Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We've had some amazing experts here. We have Avalon HR with us, Mr. Chip Wood and Stacey Oren. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Did y'all like my music?
Loved it.
We were dancing.
Loved it.
Sometimes I wish we could listen to more of it, just dance around for a little bit before we get started, but we have a show to do. So
sometimes you got to do that.
Right. We were talking about AI, Ms. Stacey.
We were, and how it's creeping its way into the employment landscape. It's already well crept into the educational system, and they're battling that. But we were talking about how it might not be the best thing to rely on it for all your employment decisions at the moment.
Maybe not.
You know, every state has different laws about things when employees leave, and earlier this week, I received a response to an employee resignation, and as soon as I read it, my first thought was, this was ChatGPT originated. Oh. And so I asked the employer, I was like, hey, any chance that you, you know, did this via ChatGPT? And he's like, yeah. He was like super proud of himself. And I'm like, okay, did you happen to tell ChatGPT what state you were in? Because your response violated at least three separation laws in your state.
Wow.
And it was just, he's like, oh, no. I just asked for a response to an employee resignation and what I needed to cover. And I was like,
So maybe not.
These people get the idea that they can go online and just start doing all these things without checking the background of what they're really getting themselves into. We see this all the time. People just go online and post things.
I mean, you can have it write a whole paper for you for college. You don't even have to look stuff up.
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely.
Really.
And that's just kind of scary.
It is very scary, but, you know, that's just it. You know, this is a very, I don't want to say new technology. I mean, I remember the movie War Games from when I was a kid a long, you know, back in the 1900s, as they say, where it was the first movie I remember with artificial intelligence. He's playing a game, and it becomes a simulated game, and they can't get it to stop, and it's going to, you know, launch nuclear weapons. And then, you know, more recently,
remember that? That was a good movie.
That
actually
was a great movie. And then, you know, iRobot with Will Smith.
Yeah,
more recently,
I've seen that
one. AI gone wrong. So AI is not new in the technology world, but how it's coming into play in everyday lives and employment is definitely new. And, you know,
just remember, artificial intelligence is just that, artificial.
Just that. Right. And there's things it doesn't take into account. And yes, it is fun to play with. Yes, I have used it in the HR world. I used it to help write an appeal to our insurance carrier for an employee on a prior authorization issue. There are things it can absolutely have value for. But again, if you don't have the background,
just know what you're getting into.
Know what you're getting into,
right? For sure.
You know, it's like when I talked to my boss about it at Avalon, he's like, you know, the thing about ChatGPT in particular, it's very confident in its wrongness sometimes.
Like if it gives you this sense of security that maybe.
Stacey and I have a saying in the office, as well as in our industry. Stay in your lanes.
I've heard that so many times.
Stay in your lanes.
That's so true, though. Stay in your lane.
It's important.
Your expertise.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do. We try to tell people exactly not how to run their business, but we try to keep them from being in trouble in their business.
Right.
And there's some safety nets that we do, and there's, you know, you have to be able to understand a lot of employment issues, and you have to be able to deal with them. And sometimes people get involved with things that they just don't really know what they're getting involved
in.
I've seen a couple examples of that this week alone.
Absolutely.
You in know, some businesses where, you know, the gentleman that was supposedly running the office is telling people that they're, you know, too hormonal and different.
No
other
way.
Things.
Yeah.
Things like
that doesn't end well for anyone. I can tell you that right now. In any relationship.
No, exactly. In
not
any
work.
Situation, that does not work well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just be careful of what you say and how you say it, because like my dad always said, don't ever say something to somebody you can't repeat in a courtroom.
Oh, that's so true.
That is
what did
true.
You say, sir? Oh,
Man.
And the That's thing rough. Is, with all the access to things like ChatGPT, even social media, TikTok, everything, when I see people on these platforms talking about an employment issue mm-hmm. and being well-versed in the law of whatever that issue is, one of my favorite things to do is read the comments.
Oh, yeah, and I always read comments.
Amazed by the number of people, they can't do that. That's illegal. You can't do that. They have to pay you out your PTO. No, there's not a single law on this planet that says PTO has to be paid out when you leave.
Same way with severance. I've had another instance this week where somebody said, well, I didn't get my severance. Well, you don't have to get severance.
I don't know why this came to mind, but it kind of feels like if you have a stuffy nose and you Google your symptoms,
you're dying.
Dr. Google. Let's don't do that with this, right? I mean, call the experts. We have definitely. Please don't.
You're not.
Read the comments and believe everyone.
No,
We have Vice President of Sales and Marketing Chip Wood and Benefits HR and Benefits Manager Stacy Orne with us with Avalon HR. If you have a question for them, you'd like to join in the conversation, you can text or call 437-1620. We were talking about artificial intelligence and maybe how we shouldn't just trust everything that's on the internet. I think we've learned that by now, you'd think.
Well, you'd think, but a lot of people rely on that for their everyday business decisions. And, you know, I say it all the time. People are maybe got into business because they had a good widget. You know, they really understand their product, but they have no idea how to run a business. So leave some of those things to us. You still have to run your business. You have to hire. You have to sometimes let people go, but, you know, we can do that for you also.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because
you're going to do the hard part for them.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Well, we know the way to do it that is not illegal. Let me put it that
so
way.
So let's just do it the right way.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times what people, especially in business, and I truly appreciate good business owners that are worried about their employees and try to take care of their employees.
Right.
But sometimes what you think is the right thing can actually be exceptionally detrimental. And while on the surface you're like, oh, well, that sounds great. Well, no, let's back up and look at it. Like in the case of maybe an employee injury, and I had an employer like, well, can we just, you know, we feel bad. We know he's in a little bit of pain, so can we just let him stay home and we'll just pay him?
Oh.
And I said, well, if you do that, by June, you're going to have half your staff sitting at home being paid for some type of injury.
Yeah.
That's not the precedent that you want to set.
It's a nice idea.
It's a nice idea.
And people have a good heart.
They do.
Going into
mm-hmm.
it.
For the most part, people
mm-hmm.
really do.
But that's one case that can really end up biting you in your business. It's, you know, yeah, it sounds great. And absolutely, but absolutely not. You know, the way workers' comp is structured, your employees are going to be taken care of financially. They're going to be made whole up to, you know, a certain percentage based on their average earnings and things like that. But, you know, you don't want to, you know, human nature. And some people would never think to do that. But mm-hmm. others, you know, if it becomes a repeated pattern, they see, oh, well, if I have a little bit of discomfort, you know, and I say it was work-related, I can sit home and be paid, and I can, you know, take a little extra vacation or some extra time. And some people do think that way. And once you set that out there, it just, it becomes easier to walk through that door once you've opened it. So just don't open it. And
right.
let us help you. You know, I can be the bad guy that's telling your injured employee, your physician has said you can do this, this, and this, and that's what we're asking you to do. Come to the office and work within those restrictions. But anytime your physician changes those, we'll adapt. If your physician says you need to be home, then absolutely you'll be home. But your physician is the subject matter expert on your condition and
yes.
what you can and can't do. And that's what we listen to, where we are the subject matter expert on things like your payroll taxes, your legalities, and things. And that's what we do.
Right.
So when you know, I'm not going to come in and tell you how to, you know, I'm not going to tell a physician, well, I don't think Chip's injury is as bad as you say it is. I Googled it.
Of course.
And it says
Dr.
Chip,
Google.
It says Chip should be just fine coming in the office today. Mm-hmm. No, that's not okay. So that kind of goes back to what Chip was saying, you know, the stay in your lane. I'm not going to step in and tell our work comp physicians how to write our employees what their restrictions should be. And at the same time, I don't
leave that up to the experts.
Right, that right. physician to come in and tell, you know, our organization when to file payroll taxes or, you know, how to terminate somebody. Just kind of, I'm a firm believer in do what you love, specialize in that, and realize
right.
your own shortcomings and mm-hmm. and get help for those areas. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, an unintelligent person, or, you know, just a super slacker person.
Well,
it means I realize right. I'm not the subject matter expert.
Yeah, sometimes
taxes.
You just need to lighten the load. Business owners are overwhelmed these days.
Absolutely.
Costs are rising. You know, you've got so many other issues. You know, then someone hurts themselves on the job, and then you have another issue. You know, give it to the experts that know what they're talking about. It's delegating. Delegate it to people that know what they're doing.
And outsourcing nowadays is such a big thing in business because everybody's being pulled in so many different mm-hmm. directions as a business owner. And also the fact that there are so many government regulations. It almost makes it near impossible to really run your business if you think you can handle all of these things. So you handle your widget and your everyday products that you sell and have to buy and manufacture, whatever the case may be, and then let us handle all the backroom operations, the taxes, the payrolls, the personnel, and you'll find that it's. We probably don't charge enough, but
you do relieve a lot of stress. So
yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, we can save you a whole lot. I had a stress test yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Me, oh
goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. These doctors like to do that.
Oh, I'm sure that wasn't very fun.
No. But it's good to do that. It's like mm-hmm. in business. That's why I mentioned that. In business, you need to take a stress test in your business.
So true.
And see where you are. And that way, when you know you are, then you can make a decent plan on how to relieve your stress. And relieving your stress stops with giving us a call at 475-1555.
Or visiting the website, avalonhr.com. My last guest said, if there's no test, it's just a guess. And
that's
like,
true.
Oh, that's really good. And that goes for everything, you know?
It really does.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat. If you want to join in our conversation, you are welcome to 437-1620. We have Chip Wood and Stacey Oren with us with Avalon HR. They have payroll support, back office, logistics for small businesses. They have many, many options for you over on their website, Avalon HR. Risk management, safety solutions, payroll and time clock services, workers' compensation insurance. So head on over there for more information or give them a call. Like Chip said, 475-1555.
Yes, and I like to hear from all businesses. And if they just want to talk business, I love to do that. If they want to just pick my brain a little bit, I don't have a problem with that either. So once in a while, it's good just to bounce things off someone else and get a feel of what they think of the situation. So I invite any employer out there that's got maybe a questionable thing that they've got going on, if they want to give us a call and just get our opinion on it, we'll be more than happy to give it to them.
And don't be afraid to reach out and ask. Chip and I both get people terrified to ask us a question because they think it's going to be like an impossible ask or a really big deal or a horrible situation. What, 8.5, 9 times out of 10? It's really not.
It's usually
something we deal with in our day-to-day course of what we do. And while it may have seemed daunting to them, you know, to even ask if this was doable, most of the time for us, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, absolutely we can do that or we have a solution for that because that's what we do.
It's like people with their payroll taxes and they've gotten behind in their payroll taxes. Well, the IRS is very, very strict about payroll taxes. If you don't pay your personal taxes, they're gonna be upset about that. But if you don't pay your payroll taxes, they're gonna come get you.
Oh yeah.
And they're gonna lock your business door up.
We've actually seen it happen.
Scary. And it's because, you know, we can get in there and then we can talk to the IRS, and 9 times out of 10, once the IRS finds out that the business is doing business with us, then the IRS knows they're going to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
And when they're going to get paid, that makes them happy, and they get off everybody else's back.
Takes the heat off.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And with businesses, it's so easy to get behind on things.
Oh,
I mean, you're so overwhelmed with everything.
Well, you miss all you have to do is miss one deadline that they have. Mm-hmm. And if you miss a deadline, suddenly you've got interest and penalties on stuff you didn't even know you owed. So it gets pretty extensive, but on the other hand, just give us a call and we'll be more than happy. You know, we talk to the IRS
every day.
Every day.
Every single day. Someone in our office is on the phone with the IRS.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I would not want that job. Bless their heart.
Well, sometimes you're on a hold for 6-7 hours.
6 or 7 hours?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've done that. Like me and the tax manager sit across the hall from each other. And there's often that we have to yell, it's like, hey, I'm on hold with the IRS. Can you step in here? I need to run to the restroom.
Oh, wow.
And one of us will have to step into the other's office in case that's it, you know, the moment that the IRS, because we've been on hold for hours at that point. And you just...
That's just so depressing. I'm sorry. That sounds
it is, but, you know, you learn to be on hold with the IRS and continue to work. You know, you become an expert level at that. So.
I mean, it's just amazing y'all do that for people, though. I mean, you're doing that. You have someone sitting there on the IRS on hold for hours, and you don't, as a business owner, you don't have time to do that, right? I mean, you don't have time to do these phone calls and handle the situation. So.
Well, and then once you get them on the phone, you don't know what to say.
Right, because you're... I'd forget by then.
It's like, I don't even know why I called you.
I forgot. I'm going to have to call you back tomorrow.
How's your day going?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I remember what it was.
Yeah.
They don't like that much either.
I'm sure they are just the nicest people to talk to when they get on the phone, too.
Most of them are.
Really? Good. Okay. That's surprising.
Because you got to remember, they're just sitting in a cubicle somewhere, they're just fielding calls, and they're just giving out the answers they were told to give out.
I kind of think of it like the DMV, though.
Yeah, that can be fun, too.
That's always great. So over on your website, you're talking about your goals. And I bring this up because recently I've heard from many, many people, you just can't find good help. We just cannot find good help. And I've heard it so many places lately. And one of your goals is to attract and retain top talent.
Right. And you do that because the way you do that is you offer your benefit packages to your employees, and we can design those packages for you. We have packages that are ready to go, and just give us a call and we'll be more than happy to, you know, share that with you. And then also we have ancillary benefits, mm-hmm. Aflac products, or if you have your own products, we can manage those for you also. But employees nowadays are wanting benefits.
Yes.
They want to see, well, what is in this for me besides just a paycheck? I need to be able to, you know, supply health benefits for my family and my kids and so forth. And so we try to do a good job with that, and we try to make sure that every year we explore plans and look at the new plans and look at what our carrier is offering. And so it's.
Right, and we can bring you into plans like, you know, most very small businesses can't afford to join into a 401k plan. Well, we have a master policy that you can individually join into as a small business with no fees. There's no cost.
Oh, wow.
So it's some good solutions to retain employees. You know, yes, I hear every day that people are struggling to find employees, and I think it's a very... It's very much a two-lane highway right now, and I think employees need to be somewhat realistic in uh-huh. their expectations, but I also think employers, the first step to retaining good employees is to be a good employer. And that looks
I agree completely.
Different for every business. If I'm applying at a restaurant, then it's not reasonable to ask if I can work from home.
Right. But okay,
you've
yes.
got to take into consideration your industry and what you're doing and what is realistic for that. There's certain things, like I said, you know, if I'm going to work in a restaurant, well, obviously I can't request to work from my house. That doesn't work. But some other positions, that might work. And just, I'm all the time talking about non-monetary ways to reward your employees. You know, things that don't cost you any additional funds or minimal funds. And we can help you come up with those ideas. It's like, hey, you know, I've always given my employees these, you know, big bonuses. I can't do that this year. What else can I do? Well, we can talk about it. You know, what what is your business? What will work for your business? What can you do? And maybe structure that into something, you know, yeah, all employees like money, but mm-hmm. they also like a sense of security where they're right. employed, knowing that there's some flexibility when life happens. That's one of the, probably the, I think Chip would also agree, the greatest things about working at Avalon as employees of Avalon. It is a family-owned business. They certainly understand that life happens and that things come up that you aren't always prepared for. And you're never made to feel bad or
yes,
guilty.
That makes such a huge difference.
When you need to deal with life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, my kid's sick today, but I don't have to sit and think, I could lose my job because I have to stay home with my child today. Yeah. So
and then you have
like
the added stress. And my last employer, she was so good about that. I mean, I never felt, you know, nervous or anxious for asking or, you know, I had patients I was treating. And it's just, no, your family's first. You know, and that retains employees because they have that security.
Yes, it does.
Because it doesn't happen all the time. I mean, sometimes things come up. And like you said, it's not fun whenever it's stressful Mm-mm. and you're worried about asking. And then you have the sick kid at home and you don't know what you're going to do, or a sick spouse or things like that. So that's great that you offer that.
Right. And for the good employee, knowing that they have that peace of mind keeps them from abusing it. It's like, okay,
yeah.
because I know I can take off when I need to. I don't have to just, you know, where if it's not, then you would be looking for excuses. It's like, well, I don't want to go to work today, so I'm going to do this, you know. And I really think that we could probably go to our boss right now and say, hey, and I think I may have done it at some point in the last 3 years. Hey, I've just had enough. I need a
right.
minute.
You need
I need
minute.
A timeout. Mm-hmm. You know, ma'am, please be at home tomorrow.
Especially in your field where you have to do things that are not fun.
Right. Sometimes. And he's always like, absolutely. You know, mm-hmm. absolutely. Not a problem. And just, you know, recognizing that sometimes, you know, I said when feasible and when your business allows, and just coming up with those creative solutions to let your employees know you are valued. We do care and there is some flexibility. We can help with some creative solutions for you.
I love that. I mean, whenever you felt loved and accepted at your work and your environment is healthy, even if you're working, you know, really, really hard, your job's hard, if you have that environment that's supportive, makes you want to stay there. That's how you retain the employees. It, like you said, it always comes down to the employer first and making sure that you're taken care of. They have Avalon HR has services a lot of areas, Texas,
all
Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia. Just Florida.
No, Nevada, North Carolina,
Michigan.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you want to join the conversations, 437-1620. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call them. Their number is 475-1555 or visit their website, avalonhr.com. They have lots of information on their website. So they give you all the things that they service, the advantages, you know, frequently asked questions. You can also email info@avalonhr.com.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Please do. Please do.
Absolutely. And so we were talking about payroll support too is a big, you do that a lot, right? Payroll support.
Oh, that's our primary.
I was going to say that probably is your primary niche over there. And that's very helpful for small businesses, making sure they're getting paid on time.
And not only that, but making sure all their payroll taxes are paid on time.
You know all about that stuff.
Well, we're one of the few PEOs that we are IRS certified. And what that actually means is if there was an instance that something went astray and your payroll taxes were late for some reason, whether it be an error or whatever, they couldn't hold the business responsible. They would have to hold us responsible.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much,
Chip
and Stacy with Avalon HR. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's 10:30 here on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pep Talk. Coming up, we have Pensacola State College. You don't want to miss out. They have some fun stuff coming up for you and your family. You can share, text the line 437-1620. We have a Fox News update.